Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Fearless Generations. We're glad that you're back with us tonight, and we're ready to introduce Step 5, Accountable. So we've talked the last 4 months about willingness, awareness, connection, and compassion. So we've had a chance to practice some tools and to progress in our journey. So welcome, Kelly.
Thank you. Welcome, Terry.
So how has your week been?
My week was very, well, the beginning of my week was a little crazy. We were very involved in doing fun things. We went to, together, we went to Yosemite, and we went to the zoo, and that was a lot of fun. And then we kind of took it easy the rest of the week because that was a lot to take out of us. So really good week, fun.
Our friend Janet has been on our show before. She joined us after the retreat. I think we talked about last week we talked about the fact that we had been to a retreat or a workshop with Rhonda Britton, who's the creator of Fearless Living. And both Kelly and Janet and I are certified Fearless Living coaches. And we had a great opportunity to connect to people that are program candidates going through the program to become certified Fearless Living coaches while we were at the workshop in Los Angeles. And while we were there, Janet, who is our friend, who was there with other certified Fearless Living coaches, had been on a road trip with some other friends of ours, one from Canada and one from Colorado. And I just said to her, Janet, why don't you come and visit us? We could go to the Sequoias or we could go to Yosemite and we could have a great time. And she said, I'll think about it. And then she thought about it and she came. So it was great for us. And that's what Kelly's talking about. We had an opportunity to spend all of Wednesday up in Yosemite, which is a beautiful, beautiful valley surrounded by high mountains and rocks and cliffs. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful area, and there's these amazing waterfalls there. So we were able to spend the day there, and we took Kelly's two youngest, Hazel, who is, I think
four.
She's three, or she just turned four, and Liam, who just turned one. So it was really a fun trip, and the kids were really behaved themselves and enjoyed the trip as well. And then on Thursday, we went to the Fresno Zoo and spent the day, and Janet's also an amazing swim coach who combines her fearless living training in helping people to overcome their fear of water and to learn to swim. And so she spent a good hour with Kelly's oldest, Daniel, in the pool and helping him to overcome some of his fears of the water. So it was a great time. We had lots of opportunities to coach one another and to just really integrate part of the things that we'd talked about during the workshop the weekend before. So it was great. But the rest of the week for me was not a restful week. I had a lot to catch up on, and I did a lot of work with several of the things that I have the opportunity to work with, both in my coaching business and then in my consulting business with teachers and student teachers. So I had a busy week, and it was energizing and satisfying, and I was able to be accountable for some systems I was working on and employing some tools from Fearless Living and integrating some of the awarenesses that I had acquired at the workshop. So it was a great opportunity to connect with Janet and with Kelly and with the kids, and also to clarify some goals. So it was a really nice opportunity to commune with nature, to appreciate the beautiful creations of our earth, and to enjoy one another's company. So it was a very nice week and an opportunity to integrate some of the things we've talked about and to use some of the tools that we've been discussing as well. So let's look at this new step, which is accountable, and let's kind of just talk about what does that mean to us. So Kelly, when you hear the word accountable, what does that bring up? What thoughts, what feelings?
Well, it used to, I associate accountable with being responsible. So, and I used to have a really huge struggle in seeing where I was being responsible. I didn't see really anything that I was doing all of my daily tasks. I didn't really see those as me being responsible or being accountable for my life and the things that I have to do. So I really struggled with this word. I saw it as a negative thing, and as, you know, a way to beat myself up. So that was my initial reaction to this word, or, you know, this concept. But it has changed, because I've, I guess, reevaluated the word and seen it through new eyes. And by doing so, I have also been able to see myself through new eyes. Tools that I used to do that was definitely the life blog, because I saw myself as someone who is lazy and didn't do anything all day. And I had this very narrow view on what was me doing something, or what was me being responsible, or what was me being a mom, or what was me, you know, I had this very narrow view of giving myself credit for the things that I was doing. And so I used my life log to kind of open up and widen that perspective. And then by the end of it, I was able to see that I was constantly being responsible. I was constantly doing things that I held myself accountable for. Like, I'm accountable for my children, for my home, for my husband, for things like that. And so now I have a very different view of it. I see it as a way to pat myself on the back, but I also see it as a way to check myself and say, okay, how am I doing? Where can I improve?
So what did the recognition of your accountability or responsibility in the different roles that you play, what did that do to the way you felt about yourself?
Oh, it changed. It changed dramatically the way I felt about myself, because I saw myself as this person who did absolutely nothing all day, you know, with the occasional half hour or 15 minutes I was giving myself as, oh, okay, when I did this, you know, I fit it into this very small little box. Okay, when I did this, that was me being responsible, or that was me, you know, being a mom. Now, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm always being accountable for my children, but I was only giving myself credit for, like, when I specifically did things, like I changed their diaper or I fed them lunch. Like, all of the time in between when I was playing with them or when I was washing their clothes or when I was cleaning the kitchen or making dinner, like those things I wasn't giving myself credit for at all. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to then realize that I was being accountable, that I was being responsible, that I was, you know, even to the point of saying I was a good mom or a good person, you know, was available for me to then take on to myself, and where instead of what I had been telling myself previously, like lazy and no good or whatnot. And so to wear the badge of, you know, responsible mom or, you know, good person, you know, dramatically changed
mm-hmm.
how I was treating myself, how I was seeing myself, and my self-esteem.
Mm. So if you could look back at the steps that we've taken so far in our show with our listeners, do you feel like those steps that we've presented to them so far were helpful in you having this change? I think you said it was you broadened your view of yourself.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I definitely increased my awareness. Mm-hmm. And then I had to be willing to accept this new view, you know, this mm-hmm. new concept of what responsible meant. And I had to be willing to say that I was responsible and to see those actions as me being responsible. You know, and then I had to have compassion, you know, on myself for all the years that I had. You know, all the years I had this, you know, broken record, is what I call it, you know, of negative self-talk, you know, have compassion on myself and, you know, allow that to kind of, those words to kind of change or to lessen the time in which I would allow those thoughts to play. And, you know, and really connecting to myself again and really questioning, you know, who am I and what titles am I willing to accept and what titles am I not? And, you know, who am I saying I am? And really letting that become my choice and have that become my voice, not voices of other people in my head. And then I was able to see that I was being accountable for sure.
Awesome. That's really, it's such a testimony of the importance of these steps and how this pathway of change can impact not only our thoughts but our feelings and create this space for ourselves to have compassion and to connect. I think I love the way you said it. I really connected to myself and saw myself through new eyes and was able to have my voice. And I think when we're willing to be accountable for what we say and how we feel and how we act, then we also can choose to speak, feel, and act differently. You know, when it's just that awareness and that willingness to broaden. I love the way you said that, just to broaden our view and connect to that broader view of who we are. And I think out of that comes personal power. And when we're able to feel that personal power, then being accountable or having self-discipline just is something we look forward to. You know, that self-confidence it brings and the feeling of personal power. I think accountable for me sometimes could be overwhelming, and like you, I think one of the things that I wrestle with when I think of accountability is a word that I'm trying to eliminate from my vocabulary and my view of myself, and that's procrastination. I don't think that's really a helpful word or one that it's an excuse. And we'll talk through this month as we're talking about accountability. We'll look at the kinds of excuses that are roadblocks that mm-hmm. keep us from, that hold us back from this broader view of who we are. Now that we've learned to be aware and willing and connect and have compassion for ourselves, not letting ourselves off the hook, but we can have this broader view and move forward towards the person that we want to be and the goals that we want to have and the life that we want to live. And then we can choose those actions, those words, those feelings that will lead us. And we can make those conscious choices that give us personal power to have self-discipline and do those things. And I think you can be accountable in so many areas of your life that when you broaden that view, you can be accountable to your health, the way you eat and exercise. And I know Kelly, I'm just so proud of her that she is really putting forth the effort and having the willingness and the self-discipline to exercise, even though she doesn't want to, which, again, is that personal power of choice. And so in our health, we can be accountable. In our relationships, in our connections with other people, we can be accountable for our words, our feelings, and our actions that make connections that are positive. In our work, and for Kelly, I know she can share this, how she's really came home in September from our Fearless Living retreat with this commitment to create a home that was nurturing for her, for her soul and for her family. And she's taking the steps to do that. And for me, the goal that I set at the beginning of our journey when we started was to build my business and to be committed to and accountable to the feelings and to the actions that I take in order to build my business. And Kelly is kind of my accountability partner in that area, and she's really Hello? Can you hear me now? You still can't hear me? Your mic.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Yeah, somehow I got kicked off and then I couldn't get back on the host pin, so I had to come in as a regular guest. Are you there?
Okay, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Okay, so I don't know when I got kicked off, but
you got kicked off when you were talking about how I'm your supporter with your business.
Oh, that was a long time ago. So what did you do all the time I was off?
Well, our trusty little listener, Jay, was saying that he couldn't hear me either. So I was trying to fill time, but I don't know if any of it was heard.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, can you hear us now?
He's trying to call back in and see if, can you hear us now? It went silent again. I'm not sure if we're being heard right now either.
Well, we're hearing each other, so I guess we can go on. We'll
okay.
just have to check and see when we, after we go off the air, if it got recorded. But anyway, did you hear me share about the tools?
No.
Oh, gee. Okay, well, I shared about how the log was really helpful to me, my log, and then the gratitudes and acknowledgments. And then the four A's, where you acknowledge your feelings and you allow them, you know, to process those feelings. And then what is it you're committed to, and then act on the commitment. I think that really is a helpful tool for accountability as well, so that you keep that commitment in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, I talked a little bit about reframing your language so that you are saying things that are positive, you're making choices and telling yourself and telling the world that you are committed to your goal. And so in that, you're willing and you're aware and you want to make connections and be accountable and have compassion for yourself. So the language that you use, checking yourself to be sure that you're saying that you can do things, that you could do things, not that you need to or you should do, but that you can and you could and you might and you're willing to practice, that those help you to be accountable as well. So that's kind of like the, I must have been off for about 5 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just heard my phone, you know, like go beep, and there was nothing there. So I knew at that point I was disconnected.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what's really on this recording.
Yeah. So anyway, we have about 5 minutes left. So I think in terms of introducing this step, what are some of your most that you're looking forward to really explore with our guests and for yourself as well?
I think just continuing to see it as a positive step or a positive tool that you can use in your daily lives, and that I don't reverse and go back to beating myself up. Because you don't really get anywhere by beating yourself up. And so, like how you're saying you don't like the word procrastination, because that just puts a negative term on how you do things. And so, you know, just switching things around, being flexible, being willing to give myself a break, but also to continue to, you know, check myself. Where can I be more willing? Where can I be, you know, where do I need more awareness? You know, just connecting with yourself on a regular basis and checking in and seeing, you know, where are you and how are you progressing?
Yeah, that's great. I think that the whole idea of checking in on yourself and looking at giving yourself credit for what you do, and the whole idea of broadening your view of yourself and broadening that view of yourself and what you do gives you that personal power and self-confidence that allows you to be accountable. And it no longer becomes, you know, something that you don't, like you said, that's negative, that you don't want to even think about being accountable or responsible. And so by really understanding the willingness to be accountable is just making choices that you speak, feel, and act differently than when you're making excuses or you're, you know, having roadblocks that keep you from moving forward, or you're kind of wallowing in the past and the failures that you had rather than moving forward, looking at unsuccessful things that have happened to you or old fear messages that keep you from making choices that will hold you accountable to your commitments, you know. So it's really that knowing what you're committed to and then making choices that guide you to that commitment. And that's what accountability is, moving forward. And having that personal power to make those choices that build your self-confidence. So it's a positive thing. And I agree with you. I've often used the excuse that I'm a procrastinator as a way of avoiding moving forward and staying stuck. So I'm anxious to share this and to see tools and identify tools that will help us to not be stuck here, but to release that negativity around being accountable. So I think it'll be great. I look forward to it.
Yes.
So any parting words of wisdom, young lady?
Well, we definitely want to talk about how we're really excited about our free giveaway we have this month. And what we have is a signed copy of Fearless Living by Rhonda Britton. Very excited. Mm-hmm. So if you want to enter the drawing, all you have to do is go to our webpage, which is now really easy. It's fearlessgenerations.org. It's not that really long one anymore. We upgraded, and it's all you have to put in is www.fearlessgenerations.org and subscribe to the website, and you'll enter in the drawing. And then let us know that you've done so on Facebook. It's real easy, and we're really excited to see all of you, see all of your names, and to have a lucky winner get a free signed copy.
Yes, and Rhonda was really generous to do that for us, and excited for us to be able to share the book Fearless Living with one of our listeners. It can change your life to read this book and to do the exercises that are contained within the Fearless Living curriculum. So we're excited, too, to be able to offer that to you. So please go to our website, and Kelly will put up on our blog show that new website so that it'll be easy for you to find. And how about our Facebook page? Did they find that by just searching for Fearless Living on Facebook?
Fearless Generation,
I mean.
Yes.
Okay, we're out of time. Good night.
Good night. See you next week.